This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
The government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one Nice, France at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Nice, France has come under attack. It's Bastille Day. It's actually the end of Bastille Day, and it's actually July 15th there in France, French time. Remember, they're about 8 hours ahead, 8 or 9 hours ahead of us here, depending upon where you are on the West Coast. Just as the conclusion of a fireworks display was happening in Nice, France. And by the way, I've been there to Nice, France. Interesting place, beautiful town, beautiful city. But the French people were celebrating July 14th, which is Bastille Day, which is considered to be similar to, well, July 4th here in the United States of America, Independence Day, because it marked the start of the French Revolution. As we report right now, and as we understand it right now, and this, again, is a developing fluid situation. Apparently, this is a terrorist attack by vehicle, by truck, by a very large, what they call lorry, which is a sizable, I guess you would say it's somewhat a downsized 18-wheeler that you might find here in the United States, went plowing into a crowd on a city street there in Nice, France that was designated as a pedestrian parkway for the celebration of the Bastille Day fireworks. The driver apparently was armed with a machine gun and started machine gunning people as they were driving. Now, it's a little bit cloudy yet at this time in terms of the news reports that we have been getting, and we do expect this to change, but this is what we hear up to date, that there may have been two occupants in this truck, both armed with automatic weapons, and were spraying the crowd as they drove into the crowd. At some point, they got out of the vehicle and started spraying the crowd again. They are looking for an additional accomplice, accomplice in this. The driver is dead at this point. We do know that. But the casualty list is mounting. 30 dead right now at this point, with over 100 injured. This is the report that we have that's coming out of Nice, France. And again, this is a developing story. This information I have given you right now may be changing based upon additional information. I suspect it will. But this is the latest information that we're getting from Sky News and other resources that are out there. But, you know, this is a very interesting time. Obviously, the French authorities are saying right out front, this is a terrorist attack. Make no doubt about it. No terrorist organization at this point in time has claimed responsibility for it. Now, this comes in the midst of heightened terror concerns around the world, as we know, because what we had happen here and have had happening here, terrorist attack in the United States of America. First, the big one most recently was Orlando, Florida, which was clearly a terrorist attack, regardless of what the president or Loretta Lynch or his other minions in his administration may say. It was clearly a terrorist attack, ISIS-sponsored. Then, of course, we had the situation that went on Black Lives Matter last weekend, really 1 week ago today, in which over five police officers, five of Dallas' finest, were gunned down by, they say, a lone assassin. It doesn't seem that that could be the case. Even their chief of police is suspect it may have been another accomplice. Accomplices involved, get that word out here, so they're still on the lookout possibly for others to be involved. Now, they do know that the links to Islam are very, very strong in this situation in Dallas as well, so it's really difficult to say that this was not a terrorist attack, no matter what people are going to say. Oh, it was one crazy guy who was in the army, very well trained, very sophisticated. He trained himself even more in a more sophisticated fashion after he was released from the army. This is the Dallas shooter. And but there's other people involved. And now our sources have told us, our people on the ground in Dallas and other places have told us, definitely there were other people involved, other shooters even. Very, very difficult to get that many rounds downrange and kill that many people and injure that many people, as we have seen in Dallas. So terrorism is making its mark all around the world. Now Nice, France, so far the reports that we have, 30 that are dead, at least 30 that are dead. Well over 100 that are injured at this point. That number may fluctuate. Let's hope it goes down. I mean, these are the early reports. Give us a couple hours, give us a day or so to sort a lot of the mess out. It is nighttime over there. Now, this is another interesting thing, and I'm just putting the word out because terrorists, especially Islamic terrorists, like to, exact revenge on, well, I guess you would say anniversaries. One big anniversary is coming up July 15th. That's tomorrow. And if you're in Europe, it's July 15th right now. And it seems to me that, as I was understanding the French time zones over there, it was just before midnight that this incident occurred. So it's within, obviously, the range of the revenge time. Now, what I'm talking about is, especially with your Islamic terrorist, they really like to exact revenge on certain holidays or certain anniversaries. You can go back all the way to the date of 9/11, and what that really comes down to, it was the anniversary that was really beating the 9/11, September 11th. I think it was, I can't remember the exact year it was, but it was Christians who defeated Islam. It was an Islamic army in Vienna, and that's a big date for that defeat. Now we have another defeat that's coming up. It was in 1099. Let's go back to 1099. Yeah, the year 1099, in which the first crusaders, during the first crusade, the Christian knights from Europe captured Jerusalem after a seven-week siege of and began massacring the city's Muslim and Jewish populations. Now, people have had their radar on this date for quite some time. Will there be additional terror attacks? Was this the first of many additional terror attacks that are going to be exacted on our country or around the world as ISIS, of course, is starting to exact its revenge worldwide? They have become a large cancer as a result of the activities of President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton, as we have very well documented here. They have started to maybe lose ground in perhaps Syria for their caliphate, but they have strengthened themselves worldwide as a worldwide terror organization, and that is a fact. So whether or not we're going to start to see more of these attacks here starting tomorrow, we don't know. We hope not, but tomorrow is a red-letter day, if you will, in Islam, Islamic terrorist organizations, because of the first crusaders who actually conquered Jerusalem and took it away from the Muslims and Jews, and primarily the Muslims at the time that were persecuting the Christians. This was something that goes all the way back to the Christians. Listen, you can't make this stuff up. This is the way these people think. You know, we're dealing with a 7th century religion here in terms of ISIS already, and Islam, which is worldwide, trying to, of course, exact itself, insert Sharia law worldwide. This is a caliphate that's going on here. We're in the midst of it. So you have to look at things that might be markers for these terrorists to perform their terrorist activities, and dates are one of them. Dates are huge in terms of significance and symbolic meaning to a lot of these terror groups. So tomorrow is a big date, July 15th, because it marks the first crusaders, Christian knights from Europe who captured Jerusalem from Islam. Islam, it seems that Jerusalem has gone back and forth and back and forth and back and forth between religions, and of course it's always been a powder keg. We're seeing the explosive results of the powder keg right now as ISIS has unleashed itself, and it appears that that's exactly what it's done here in Nice, France. What we have so far is at least 30 dead is the report that we're still getting. I'm looking at a crawl here that's coming into me right now. At least 30 and well over 100 that are wounded. So there's going to be more casualties, and we know that. Anyway, our thoughts and prayers are with those people in France. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're following what's going on in Nice, France. And if you have not heard, a driver of a truck or a large lorry, I guess you would say, which looks like a downsized 18-wheeler without the trailer on the end of it. Apparently, there are two occupants in the truck. They were driving, as witnesses are reporting, and this is just new and into AENN. Here at Agenda 21 Radio Studios, and we have witnesses who have said that the truck driver was driving into a pedestrian area only and doing a deliberate zigzag pattern, trying to kill as many people as possible. Also, there's reports from witnesses that there was gunfire coming from the truck, randomly shooting people. We also have an updated count for you that we're getting in right now into from AENN, and that's at least 60 are now confirmed dead. There are 100 injured at least at this point in time, and again, that number, I want to caution everybody that these are the numbers that we're getting in right now. We've tried to go through a couple of different centers, information centers, to give you this news. This is coming from Fox News and CNN and so on. So some other sources have chimed in on the numbers of dead that they have. Let's hope this number goes down. I'm not trying to startle anybody, but clearly, the French government has now backed away and said they are not saying that this is now a terrorist attack. They're kind of waffling on that, but it's pretty evident, I guess, from the bullet holes in the windshield and so on, that we see some of the pictures, and also just the sheer number of dead, that this is some sort of terror attack. There's no question about it. But this is something to be aware of, obviously, with, you know, it looks like ISIS and other terror organizations are going to start pulling out the plug and start doing things on a worldwide scale. We've already been hit here twice just recently, Orlando and Dallas. And I know people say, well, it's not a terror attack. I'm sorry, it is. Get over it. Let's not mince words. Let's not be PC. Let's not get into all that stuff. Clearly, that was a terror attack, and we still have not gotten all the information, nor do I think the Dallas police. And by the way, many kudos to the Dallas police chief, David Brown, who has been very, very transparent, unlike the FBI and President Barack Hussein Obama's terror organization, who has deliberately tried to mask at every turn the influence of ISIS in his own administration, which he created, of course. We all know that here on Agenda 21 Radio. And anyway, so this is a very, very stunning news. I know France has been under, really, at first you had the Paris airport attack, and now this, over 60 dead. This is the report that we're getting in. Okay, we're going to switch gears here. We're going to look, keep monitoring this situation as we go through the show here. But there's some more big breaking news, and that is it appears that by all accounts that Donald Trump has selected Indiana Governor Pence to be his vice presidential candidate. And this is something, again, they were going to say that this is information that was going to come out tomorrow. But, you know, if you're in the media, now just be like Donald Trump to say, no, we fooled you. And come out, and Newt Gingrich comes trotting out, or Sarah Palin comes trotting out as a VP candidate. I'm just throwing that out there. But he's already tweeted some responses. We're going to try and get the responses that he put out about this terror attack in Nice, France. But it looks like Indiana Governor Pence is going to be his person. This is exactly what some people have been predicting, that that Governor Pence would be a compatible vice presidential candidate for Donald Trump. Now, you got to figure out how compatible that Governor Pence would be. His name is Governor Mike Pence, and he served from, I believe, 2001 to 2012 in the U.S. House of Representatives. He was a representative there, Tea Party favorite. He was supported by the Tea Party in 2000 for his gubernatorial bid in Indiana. And he's abandoning that gubernatorial bid now because he has made the choice, apparently, to become the vice presidential candidate and selected by Donald Trump. This is coming from many news sources. We first got this morning. Drudge came out. Boy, they had their big little, spinning a globe that you would find on top of a police car going out in their Drudge report. And they were saying that it was going to be Pence, and then, you know, we couldn't get confirmation on that. We were looking around. Nobody else was saying it, but Drudge was saying it. And now all of a sudden you've got all news agencies saying it, including including Fox News, CNN. All of them are saying it now. So it's pretty, certain. Well, we don't know, but it's not Friday. You know, it's just like the Donald to play some sort of thing with us. I know that the three candidates that were up for top consideration as people were putting it out there, and I think it's pretty obvious if you just take a look, and this is something that's been going on for quite some time, is you had Chris Christie, Newt Gingrich, and Mike Pence. And now it's interesting, the selection of Mike Pence, because Mike Pence, Tea Party favorite, Mike Pence supports Ted Cruz. He was a huge Ted Cruz supporter, and he's very critical of Donald Trump. So, you know, Ted Cruz will be speaking at the convention. Is this a way to soothe those wounds within the Republican Party and bring in, obviously, the Ted Cruzites, the Cruisers, if you will, supporters of Ted Cruz to the Donald Trump side, and kind of soothe, heal the wound a little bit with a Mike Pence? I think it's a pretty shrewd move, actually, to do that. He obviously feels comfortable enough to know that if, in fact, something was to happen to a President Trump, that Vice President Pence would be able to step in and become the president. Now, he apparently does know his ways around the Capitol, which is something that Donald Trump has desperately needed to have in his fold. He's already put out the offerings for Chris Christie and Newt Gingrich to work with him in some capacity, a cabinet member position or on staff or something like that. Obviously, I would think somebody like a Newt Gingrich would be a prized option, maybe chief of staff, or at least working in and around with President Trump. That's just my theory, because he's just, you know, very persuasive, and he can do television at the same time, and really kind of bludgeon the left, if you will. He knows how to do that. If you have a Newt Gingrich, it's out on the campaign trail. You have a Marco Rubio who's going to join the campaign trail. This is what we've been hearing, and a Chris Christie. Then in a Newt Gingrich, all that package just right there, that's a lot of firepower coming down on Hillary Rodham Clinton, and they'll be focused on that. I guess the big question is, what would happen with Ted Cruz? How is Ted Cruz going to juxtaposition himself with Donald Trump? Now, we understand he has not endorsed Donald Trump, but he has been invited and has accepted a position to speak at the convention, which I think is a very, very good, very healthy thing for the Republican Party to get this. Yeah, and, you know, Donald Trump brought a lot of this onto himself. But, you know, I was having a great conversation with some of my friends. We had a long ride today in a car. And, you know, a Cruz supporter on one side and a Trump supporter on the other. And but, you know, it was a brutal presidential primary for the Republicans, and Donald Trump took no prisoners. He did not take prisoners. He just didn't. And the first one to step up and got smacked down, got the B slap, if you will, got the D slap, and that was Jeb Bush. Look what happened to him. Yeah, he just wilted like a wallflower. Then you know, you had Rand Paul, and he got down, and you know, just one after another, just caved to the pressure of a Donald Trump who was in it to win it. And he was pulling no punches, so everything was taken personally, whatever you want to do, but he took him out. Now, Will, and of course, there's a lot of wounding going on there. And I thought to myself, you know, at some point, and I think a lot of people did, at some point there's going to be payback for you, and people aren't going to support you in the Republican Party, and look what they've done. But kudos to Donald Trump to stay off the airways for about a week and a half, especially while Hillary Rodham Clinton was going through her crucial time. He's gotten himself onto the teleprompter. Now, far be it from me to encourage anybody to be on the teleprompter, especially after we've watched President Barack Hussein Obama just absolutely brutalize free speech, if you will, extemporaneous speech. But Donald Trump needs to be disciplined, and he's done that, and he's going up in the polls, and things are looking his way. Huh. Sometimes it's best just to sit and listen, isn't it? Good leaders listen. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Heathen doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Take off the tin foil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. All right, remember what I said in the first segment of the show, that the date of July 15th is an important date in Islam. We now have a fire at the Eiffel Tower, and it looks like it's consuming literally the Eiffel Tower. This is now in France, and again, it is July 15th. Bastille Day was July 14th, and as this crowd was breaking up, it's getting towards midnight, towards the 15th of July. A very important date in Islam, and this would be an important date to mark an attack, especially against the French, who were so actively involved in the First Crusade. Get the point here about July 15th? These are important anniversary dates for these people. They harbor grudges for hundreds of years. You know, there was a great book written about the Balkans, and it was called The Balkan Ghost by Kaplan. And if you haven't gotten that book, you need to read it, because it'll give you a level of understanding about Islam and that whole era of Islamic thinking and so on, about how they always hold grudges. And this is, it looks like this is what's happening, but we're now getting a report that there is a fire at the Eiffel Tower. And this seems to be quite a sizable fire. We don't know how this whole thing goes on. This is from The Sun. This is the report that we've got now from The Sun. Bastille Day massacre, at least 60 dead and 100 injured as lorry crashes into a crowd of revelers celebrating in France. It's called a terror attack, and that's what they're calling it. And we're now getting this report also from Judge. It apparently is a very, very early report that what we have here is a fire at the Eiffel Tower. Anyway, so we're getting these reports about what's going on in with the Eiffel Tower. And in a second, we're going to be hearing, or just in a few minutes, we're going to be hearing from Red Smith about what he has been hearing. And he's got some more information available for us. Looks like we're going to be setting this up in the next segment. So we're going to be following this report as it develops even more so. But it seems like this whole thing that's going on in East France is quite a sizable thing. It looks to me like there's the probability. I'm just guessing. I'm not there, and I'm just now getting reports in from my people that have some access there, that the numbers may rise above the 60 level. But this is clearly a terrorist attack. They're going to hem and haw about it and all that stuff. I'm just not going to do that. We just don't do that here on Agenda 21 Radio, especially now with the late date of this president's situation going on here. But we're going to be hearing from Red Smith. And let's see if we can't if we can just hang on a second. Let's see if we can't get him all hooked up with us. And it'll just be about 2 seconds here. Okay, so we have Red Smith with us, and Red, we're covering this whole hour, of course, of Agenda 21 Radio is gone because we've been reporting on what's been going on there in Nice, France. Latest reports are there 60 that are dead, at least, and over 100 that are injured. But now we have a big fire, apparently, at the base of the Eiffel Tower going on. It's now July 15th. I don't know if you remember what the July 15th date is in Islam, but that's the year that is the date in which the first Crusaders took over Jerusalem.
Well, it is. And not only is July 15th significant for Islam, but July 14th being Bastille Day for the French, it's kind of a double whammy on dates there.
Yeah, a lot of people might not understand the significance of the French Revolution, but it really was a revolution designed to cast off against Islam and the Catholic Church, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was to overthrow the aristocracy and the pandering that had gone on with the Islam nations and the subversion and corruption of the Catholic Church at the time.
So we get the double whammy, 14th and 15th, and now look what's going on. I haven't got any reports other than some pictures and stuff like that, and some notes that I got sent to me on Facebook from some of my friends in Barcelona about something going on at the Eiffel Tower. It looks like it's burning.
From what I've gathered with Nice, there's no confirmation of the suspect down or in custody or anything like that. But from what I understand, Nice is on the south of France. It's part of the French Riviera. Tropic climate. There's a lot of people out on a very popular beach watching the fireworks display. At the conclusion of the fireworks display, the crowd had begun to disperse back into the streets of Nice to return to their homes and their vehicles. At this time, a large cargo truck with an individual sped into the crowd. Estimates are at about 70 miles an hour. Devastated the crowd as he hit it, and then got out and began firing into the crowd.
So the reports that we had, that we heard conflicting reports, most of the reports were that there were at least two occupants, both had were armed with machine guns, and were shooting at the crowd as they were driving. They were driving in a zigzag pattern. Reports that the driver was killed, could that be wrong at this point? Because we have that heard that some accomplices are being looked for right now.
Yeah, it's an extremely fluid situation. I haven't heard a confirmation. Everything I've heard was a single individual at this point, but there is no confirmation that that individual is down, has been detained, anything. And to update, I am actually now watching live video. The Eiffel Tower is, in fact, on fire.
Oh, boy, how much involved is that?
I can see a large column of smoke at the base. I don't know. I can see a good amount of flames. I can't see itself. It looks like the lower portion of the tower is engulfed in smoke. I can't tell if the structure itself is on fire.
Well, I guess this may be one of the long-awaited big moves by ISIS and other worldwide caliphate thinkers out there to start a summer of terror.
Well, again, you look at the significance of the dates of Bastille Day and the conquering of Jerusalem, which was the first Crusades were led primarily by French knights, the French aristocracy, and the departure point for most of the invasion fleets during the Crusades was Nice.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people might not know where Nice is. It's between, literally, Italy and Spain along the French Riviera. I've been there. Actually, I traveled there at night. Beautiful, beautiful castles and so on in that area that you can see when they're brilliantly lit up. And it's a beautiful area. You can tell that even from nighttime. It was a beautiful area. So, but it's really situated right in the middle of, almost in the middle, a little bit further north, I guess you would say, than the middle of France along the French Riviera. And it's a port city, big-time port city. And like you said, that's very true what you were talking about with the fleets, invasion fleets, and so on. And long have they had problems with Islam in that area?
Well, it is. It's always been a notorious trafficking area for illicit traffic throughout the Mediterranean, North Africa, things like that. It's always been a major point of entry all through history. It's been a point of where invasions of France have occurred. It's been a point where France has launched invasions. It has a very, very long and storied history. Really, really a kind of a horrible deal today. You know, and for those that don't understand what Bastille Day is, it's basically the French equivalent of the 4th of July.
Right. Right. We're coming up to a break right now. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got Red Smith with us, and we're going to go through a break. We're going to try and gather up some more news for you. This is a big, big day. It's it's July 15th in Europe now, and it seems that perhaps July 14th and 15th have become significant days relative to what is going on with the terror attacks by ISIS and others. And no reports of ISIS claiming responsibility yet, but I'm sure at some point it will happen. Stay with us. More to come here with Red Smith and Paul Preston here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And it's a very, very fast moving news day and news hours that are happening right now. We've just had information that's rolled in from, well, Nice, France, the end of the Bastille Day celebration, fireworks and all that stuff. And a large truck went careening into a crowd, very, very large crowd, doing a zigzag pattern. As many as 60 are known dead right now. That number is expected to rise, with well over 100 that are injured. And from what we're hearing by some scattered reports, neither the driver or another occupant armed with weapons has been apprehended yet at this point. We've also heard stories of, and we've seen pictures of, the Eiffel Tower being on fire. That seems to be an actual true statement. It's being reported by Drudge and other sources. Red Smith is with us now, and we have yet another apparent terror attack. So go ahead, Red.
The confirmed death count in Nice has just gone above 75. There does appear that there's some sort of incident or attack occurring at the Eiffel Tower, and we are trying to confirm reports that there's been an attack at Windsor Castle.
So let's, for those of you who do not know where Windsor Castle is, explain that one, Red.
Windsor Castle is the home of the Queen of England.
Yeah, get the gravity of this, ladies and gentlemen. So we're France two attacks, especially France, because of didn't most of the Crusades in some way, shape, or form emanate from France?
They did. They were heavily through French knights. The early Crusades,
right.
The later follow-on Crusades were out of England and France, and the English. For someone who's into family history and lineage of, as I am, one of my relatives was one of those knights out of France. He was one of the Burgundians that went to Jerusalem and departed out of Nice. I want to tell everybody that this is fast-moving and fluid. Trying to confirm the Windsor Castle account, we're picking that up off of scattered radio traffic right now.
Okay, so I guess the question is, where's going to be the next spot? We've got these three very, very, I think, high-value targets, especially if you're looking at Nice, France, Port City. That's where a lot of these crusades and so on would emanate from. The crusaders themselves in the First Crusade retook Jerusalem July 15th. Get the significance of the dates here, ladies and gentlemen. July 14th was considered to be Bastille Day, which is similar to July 4th celebration here in the United States, and it was the kickoff for the French Revolution, which was basically the French people trying to overthrow and throw off the chains, if you will, of Islam and the Catholic Church, primarily the popes trying to domineer the free French thinking. And, of course, that promoted the whole French Revolution. Well, in part, it did, I should say. And now we have an attack at the Eiffel Tower and an attack at Windsor Castle. And we've just now upped the, and I can see it on my screen too, 75 that have been killed in the Nice, France attack. So I guess the question is, where will the next attack be? If in fact, is it, as I said, a kickoff date for a larger worldwide caliphate, we're going to start to see this thing spread to other countries?
Well, that is the question at this time. As always occurs with these rapidly moving situations, you try to sort out what you can and confirm. Again, we're confirming the Eiffel Tower. We're confirming Nice. It looks like there's a report that French anti-terrorist units are being deployed in Nice and are still responding to this as an active situation.
So in Nice, it's still active. Yeah, I see that. I got this one too, and I also got the Parlez-vous Français, the Eiffel Tower going up, and that.
Yeah, and we also now have the UK Daily Mail is picking up and confirming an attack at the Eiffel Tower.
An attack, an actual attack.
Yes. Yeah. So, just trying to sift through the scattered reports. Looking at some photos, it would appear that the fire itself is near the base of the tower. It's not the tower itself. But you can't really see from the images exactly what's going on. But they are stating that the Eiffel Tower fire is multiple suspects.
So it is an attack at the Eiffel Tower, perhaps of, Daily Mail seems to have be on it right now, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, we use almost exclusively offshore news sources for these. Hate to tell you, but the mainstream media in the United States, you're listening to it. You're listening to the best we can possibly give you right here, because it's normally the U.S. Mainstream media won't be reporting these things in such detail. And getting out in front of all these things as you're getting from the news stream media, such as what you're hearing from Red and myself. And our sources, a lot of our sources are offshore, and we rely upon them very heavily, UK Mail being one of them, and they've pretty much started to nail some of this stuff down. But they try and get the information out.
For an example, UK Mail is reporting this as an attack with multiple suspects. New York Daily News is saying a truck carrying fireworks caught fire next to the Eiffel Tower and is not linked to the Nice attack. So there's an example of conflicting reports right there.
Right, right. It'll be interesting to see which one, of course, is true. And I don't put any trust in the New York paper. I'm sorry. You know, I hate to be so cynical about the mainstream media outlets that we have here in the United States, but I've found them to repeatedly be wrong, especially, and I think you've noticed this too, Red, in the first 10, 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours of a breaking story like this, they're almost every time wrong.
Usually.
Yeah, it seems.
Unfortunately, for a lot of people, they listen to the initial narrative and take it as gospel, even though time after days of research and the truth comes out, the headlines are proven to be non-factual over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're coming up to another break here, and then we have a short a portion for that. Can you stay over for that short portion? We'll close out this hour and get on with the rest of the – well, we've got a whole show that we've got already ready to go here. So hang on, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here. We're reporting on what's happening in France, and now Windsor Castle in England.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be giving you the final report of what we know right now about this terror attack that's been ongoing in France, and even some chatter that we're picking up from Windsor Castle in England. But as we know it right now, 75 people are believed to be dead because of a large lorry that drove in a zigzag pattern in Nice, France, killing as many as 75 and injuring well over 100. That number is a fluid number, will possibly go up or down depending upon the circumstances. What we do know is that the attackers, there is apparently two people in the truck, and they are at large right now. It's a very much a terror tactic situation going on there in Nice. The Eiffel Tower is afire. Apparently there's been an attack at the Eiffel Tower. And Red, what do we have? We got about 30 seconds to round this out with Windsor Castle. What are we actually hearing there in England?
What I'm grabbing from radio traffic is there is something going on at Windsor Castle. It does look like they're going into lockdown. It's unclear if this is a response to the attacks in France or if there's an active situation at Windsor. I'm trying to pick up and confirm, and I've been unable to do that. The death toll in Nice is continuing to climb, and the Eiffel Tower incident is, even though there's some disagreement about what's going on, it does seem to be confirmed that some sort of truck detonation has occurred at the base of the Eiffel Tower. UK Mail is reporting multiple suspects involved in that.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we have so far here on Agenda 21 Radio, and please stay tuned. We'll have further updates. We'll post the updates by radio on Agenda 21 Radio, agenda21radio.news. You can pick up the latest updates for us. Anyway, many thanks to Red Smith for helping contribute to this fast-moving news story. And our thoughts and prayers are with everybody in France and England. We want to certainly give them that. And remember, as we say at this time of the show, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. And make sure you follow up by going to our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.